It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon, in for Guy Raz. Like most Israelis, Shani Boyanju served a mandatory 2 years in the Israeli Defense Forces starting at the age of 18. Now, at the ripe age of 25, she's drawing from those experiences in her first novel. The People of Forever Are Not Afraid began as a school assignment while Boyanju was majoring in English at Harvard. It follows three friends, Yael, Avishag, and Leah. They struggle to reconcile the rigors of army service with typical teenage angst, a whirlwind of boys, body armor, and bad behavior. Borders are a theme throughout the novel, both the border between girlhood and womanhood and the borders between nations. Shani Boyanju joined me from Tel Aviv to talk about her new book and began by talking about the importance of borders.
Israel is such a small country that basically everywhere you go, there's a border. I think that's one of the things that distinguishes it. And at least for me, you know, the Lebanese border has been a huge part of my life because I live so close to it. There's this surreal experience. In a normal world, you could take your car and drive for 30 minutes and be in Lebanon. But of course, you know, that's not how it goes. Plenty of people pass through borders, but they don't spend much time thinking about the people who are constantly at a border, such as soldiers, particularly Israeli soldiers. So I wanted to give people who have passed through these borders the chance to imagine what the life of someone who is stuck at this border might be like.
I really liked how you did that on both sides. You have your young women soldiers thinking about the lives of the Palestinians who are passing in front of them. One of your protagonists mentions the life of this man called Fadi and is able to be quite empathetic, and then one day Fadi becomes an attacker. The kind of segue from what seems safe to what seems dangerous in just a second.
I wanted her to want to imagine him, but I also, one can talk a lot about understanding and of how, you know, if we could only see the other side as a human being just like us, a lot of problems will be solved. And I wanted to show that just because Israelis and Palestinians, I believe, are not a strange kind of humans, you know, they are able to feel for each other. But just because you're able to walk a mile in another person's shoes doesn't mean that the conflict will be solved in any way.
Shani Boyanju, this book has been called a combination of a classic war novel, such as the American author Tim O'Brien's The Things They Carried, which is about American soldiers in Vietnam, and a movie like Mean Girls with Lindsay Lohan. I know that many of these incidents are imagined or compiled from things that actually happened, but I would like to know about one of your worst days when you were serving in the IDF.
When the Second Lebanon War just broke out.
We're talking about 2006?
Yeah. And a boy I went to school with was recently kidnapped in Gaza, Gilad Shalit. Obviously, he's since been released. The war started, and everybody was very worried. People were dying. Missiles were falling. And then I had to take the trip to bring some stuff from my home, and I had to pass through Tel Aviv. And what really astounded me was that everywhere in Tel Aviv, people were eating in cafes and walking down the streets and sitting in a park and just having a summer. And there are even, you know, some graffiti against the war and against the soldier. I remember feeling very hurt and just very, I guess, confused too. It was almost shocking.
There's a very compelling scene where one of your protagonists, Yael, instructs a young man who can't shoot. And then something happens. She is terrified that Boris has actually killed some boys. Yael likes the Palestinian boys who sort of hover at the edge of the camp. Or at least she can see into their lives.
Yeah, she's an 18-year-old girl. Maybe she's 19 in that story. And the word like, I just wanted to put it into context, you know, the word like, the word hate. For a 19-year-old person, you like whoever entertains you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't like whoever bores you, you know. In some cases, it's as simple as that. And the Palestinian boys in this story start stealing all types of stuff from the base. And that's actually based on Not the whole story, but just one time a few Palestinian kids stole the fence of one of the bases I was stationed in. And I just thought that was so funny and so bold. You know, here we are guarding at all hours of the day and making sure that no one enters the base, and then just up and take the fence itself. I thought that was hysterical.
Yeah. Did you write the book in Hebrew or English?
I wrote the book in English.
I wondered.
Strangely enough.
And why? Why so?
Well, I never set out to write a book, you know. I never thought that I would publish my work, certainly not this young. I just took some creative writing classes at Harvard, and for those classes, I obviously had to submit my work in English. One thing led to another, and at the end of it, I had a whole book, and it was all in English. It just sort of happened, but I think that it really helped my writing, because when I write in Hebrew, you know, I can write pages and pages and not really think about every single thing that I'm saying. But with English, it's not my native language. I sometimes have to search for words to see how other people use the words I'm about to use, to make sure that I'm using them in the way that I want to use them.
But I think what you've translated is really a universal language, and that is the experience of the boredom and the terror and the frustration of conflict. So thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Shani Boyanju is the author of the new novel, The People of Forever Are Not Afraid, and you can read an excerpt on our website.